Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 6, Verse 7 and 8. Mukdasya Balya Kaishora Kredata Yati Unsati Jaraya Grasta Dehasya Yata Kalpasya Unsati Durapurena Kamena Vohenita Baliyata Sesham Vreshitaktasya Pramattasya Vayatihi. In the tender age of childhood, when everyone is bewildered, one passes 10 years. In boyhood, engaged in sporting and playing, one passes another 10 years. It is where 20 years are lost. Similarly, old age, when one is invalid, unable to perform even material activities, one passes another 20 years wastefully. Yesterday we read how 50 years are lost in sleep. If a man lives for 100 years, 50 years lost in sleep. The remaining 50 is saying 20 years are lost when you are immature. And 20 more years are lost when your body is invalid. So in the beginning of life, at the end of the life, 20 years, they are not useful. The body doesn't function, the body is not mature. Childhood, body is not mature, and old age, body is unfit. Without Krishna consciousness, one wears 20 years in childhood and boyhood, another 20 years in old age, when one cannot perform any material activities. It is full of anxiety about what is to be done by his sons and grandsons, or one's estate should be protected. Half of his years are spent in sleep. Furthermore, one wears another 30 years sleeping at night during the rest of his life. That's 70 out of 100 years. Arrested by a person who does not know the aim of life and how to utilize this human form. One whose mind and senses are uncontrolled becomes increasingly attached to family life because of insatiable lusty desires and very strong illusion. In such a madman's life, the remaining years are also wasted. Even during those years, he cannot engage himself in devotional service. Repeat. One whose mind and senses are uncontrolled becomes increasingly attached to family life because of insatiable lusty desires and very strong illusion. In such a madman's life, the remaining years are also wasted. Because even during those years, he cannot engage himself in devotional service. Translation and purport. Purport by the Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. This is the account of 100 years of life. Although in this age, a lifetime of 100 years is generally not possible. Even if one has 100 years, you calculate that 50 years of wasted in sleeping, 20 years in childhood and boyhood, 20 years in invalidity. This only leaves 10 years. But because of too much attachment to all sort of life, those years are also spent with no purpose, without God consciousness. Therefore, one should be trained to be perfect brahmachari in the beginning of life, and then to be perfect in sense control, following the regulative principles. If one becomes a householder, from householder life, One is ordered to accept vanaprastha life and go to the forest and then accept sannyas. That is the perfection of life. At the very beginning of life, those who are ajitendriya, who cannot control their senses, are educated only for sense gratification, as you have seen in Western countries. For the entire duration of life, even 100 years is Western and Western, and the time of death, one transmigrates to another body, which may not be human. At the end of 100 years, one who has not acted as a human being in life, the tapasya, must certainly be embodied again in a body like those cats, dogs, and hogs. Therefore, this life of lusty desires and sense gratification is extremely risky. Om Ajnana Tiran Vasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chapsharun Militam Jena Tasmayatri Gurave Nama Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantakam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktarunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Material life is not our real life. We are so serious to think that I am so and so. We are very serious to maintain our family, maintain our prestige, and we want to improve our material life. We want to have material enjoyments. Practically, no idea. And there is suffering at every stage of life. Not that at any stage you have some happiness. Padam padam yadve padam. At every step there is danger that you may face some painful situation. Any moment, if you are not careful, immediately Savadhani Ati. Savadhani Ati kya gati hai? Durghatana gati. North India, when you go on, especially Himachal, it is very risky. If there is slip on the bus, you will not be there. No chance. Uttarakhand, Himachal, the places got worse. Savadhani hati, durghatana gati. If you are not careful in life, not only Uttaranchal and Himachal, anywhere, if you don't watch your step, whenever you are moving the train here, watch your step. That means you may hurt yourself. As all of us, whatever you are doing, you have to watch. When you're eating food, do you watch whether it is good food or spoiled food, you watch our manner. Suppose you sit down on prasad and I give you 2 days back rice to you. You just eat. Wait when it comes to your nose. Is that right? You cannot take it. Similarly, your eyes, when you are sitting in front of your cell phone or desktop, and then you sit for many hours, it will damage your eyes because the screens are bright. Right? Screens are bright. That is not natural. That is it. Like they are night. We were using before that book reader, e-book. She has e-book. E-book, yeah? E-book. Yes. That's a natural brightness. That's true. But e-book, it doesn't hurt your eyes. Because you can read hours and hours. But computer, if you watch for hours and hours, but that brightness is not natural. Especially when you put out the lights and see the computer. Messages. When the lights are there, the brightness is a counter. Brightness, so it becomes all right. But when you put up all the lights and you turn on your cell phone or your computer, very bright. So it is damaging. Damaging to the eyes. So eating is risky, watching is risky, and hearing. When you hear all these noises, trucks and loud noises, they may destroy your ear. Your hearing capacity. That's nowadays you find a lot of people. You're able to hear? Not able to hear. Are you able to hear? So, our hearing ability, that will be hampered. Similarly, the kind of food we take, fast foods or medicines, your stomach, your kidneys, they will be spoiled. When you jog, when you run, or when you work in a factory, when you work in a factory, those noises, why people nowadays are fighting time? In India, when you travel in the train or bus, Indians are, they are also becoming like a freshener. Indians are supposed to be relaxing people. Indian lifestyle, Prabhupada said, open door, open mind, open door policy. What is open mind? That means, because Indians are supposed to, Indians are supposed to aim at God, so their life is simple. They are not very greedy. They are not very ambitious. for material life. They are very udasi, they are very reluctant. Just something to eat, something to dress, then you have all time to relax. Then there is no exaggeration of your needs. So Indians are supposed to, because our philosophy is philosophy of renunciation and devotion. That's why in India, sadhus are more than the president of India, more than the kings. That's our culture. In Indian culture, when a Swami comes, the king will stand up. When a Swami comes, he will be treated as the most important person. In our Vedic culture, it's called spiritual culture. That means we are moving like in the social body, the Brahmin is the head, the Kshatriyas are the arms, and the Vaishyas are the belly, and the Sudras are legs. That means Brahmins are given the position of head. And Brahmins are not very well-to-do people. Brahmins are not very people with big position. They are not well-to-do. They are not influential. They don't carry position and power. They don't have money. Because nowadays, if somebody has no position, no money, nobody cares for you. Nobody cares for you. On the other hand, they mistreat you. When you are wearing pants and shirt, people think you have some position, you have some influence. So they talk politely, respectfully to you. When you are wearing pants and shirt, when they are going in his clothes, he has no influence, he has no power, he has no support. Suppose somebody wears pant and shirt, and something happens to you, somebody attacks you when you are pant and shirt, or when you are pant and shirt, and somebody insults you, immediately so many supporters will come. So many people will come to support you all. Because sadhu is not having any that kind of. Because a man with pant and shirt, your brothers, sisters, friends, colleagues, neighbors, right? Everybody comes to support because you know, and now he is in trouble, tomorrow I'm in trouble, then I need somebody's help. So, but when a person in these clothes, sadhu, nobody cares. Because yeah, this guy has no support, no influence. One day I was coming out of Kurukshetra University on my moped. Came out in third year, and some motorcycle wala hit me, and I fell down. And then that guy, he just left. Nobody stopped him. Because they thought that guy has influence, Swami has no influence. What is he doing with the support? Why should we support the Swami? What is he doing? But that guy, he was very influential, and the very big influence, and the similarity was very good. So, nobody came to pick me up. So everybody is sitting from the shops, and they are saying, Tapasha. myself. I took my vehicle and with my head bowed down, I just walked my way to Assam. That is the life of a sadhu. Tankless job. Sadhu means the tankless person, because nobody wants to hear you and nobody likes to keep your company when you want to have. If you allow Sadhu to come in, there are another Swamiji and a phrase is there. You have to ask if there are other people working. People say, why are you today? Let's not have anything to do with sadhus. We will help the sadhus, so let's not get into that. And there's no use if we keep company on sadhu. There is no money, has no influence. On the other hand, I have to help him. So this is called topsy-turvy. Topsy-turvy. What is topsy-turvy? Who knows? The male group. Topsy-turvy. What is the meaning? Topsy-turvy. Upside down. Ulta. Topsy-turvy means top is bottom, bottom is top. It's a topsy-turvy. So nowadays, the value system is topsy-turvy. Bad person, but he has money, everybody will respect him. And an officer, and simply takes pride and he practices all favoritism and all that. They are inflation. Fair people, people who are honest, fair, he will not help. Is fair. So, then the good people are neglected and the bad people are supported. You support me, I support you. You are nonsense, I am nonsense. I do cheating, you help me. When you do cheating, I will come and support you. This is the kind of society we have now, because there is no God consciousness. Where there is no God consciousness, might is right. That is the law. That is the law. Whoever has might is the right person. He can do anything he likes. So, in this world, the sadhu's job is a thankless job. That means you work, but nobody appreciates you. People will put cases on you. Why you turned my son away from education? Why you turned my son away from job? You have spoiled your life. Why you are spoiling, meddling with our family? I think that if you are a preacher, I was in Bombay. I made a medical student become Krishna conscious. He left onion, garlic, he left tea and coffee. Is Dr. Dwarkadish, a very big man in Bhaktivedanta Hospital now, the MD cardiologist, but when he was a medical student, in second year or like that, I happened to meet him. He took it to him that his father, that they are very proud that their son is going to be a doctor, but now when they saw their son practicing no onion, no garlic, no tea, coffee, no cinemas, no TV, and whenever there is spare time, no relatives, no friends, interested to chant and read Krishna conscious literature. Father became, if he doesn't have a social circle, how is he going to be an important person in the society? How is he going to be a good doctor? So his father, he told, who is teaching you all this time, all these things? And then one day, the father and son, they were coming to Jew temple just to meet me. Father was very upset. My son is spoiled at any age. He has to become a nice doctor. Should make a lot of money. Should become well, I want to know this, సాయం లక్షలు ఖర్చు పెట్టి కెమిస్ట్రీ బాటి నేర్చుకుని ఉద్యోగం లేకుండా అలాంటి చక్క ఇంగ్లీష్ తెలుగు చదవడం ప్రభుత్వాలు పుస్తకాలు శ్లోకాలు చదివితే మీలాగా ప్రచారం గౌరవం పత్రిక కరెక్ట్ వాళ్ళని 25 ఏళ్ళు చదివిస్తారు, అప్పులు చేసి చదివిస్తారు, ఉద్యోగం కాదు. 25 ఏళ్ళు పాడైపోతుంది. అతను ఉద్యోగం లేదు, మనం సతాయిస్తాం. ఇంగ్లీష్ తెలుగు చదవకుండా ప్లేస్ వస్తే వాళ్ళు ఇస్కాన్ స్కూల్స్ అందరికీ వస్తారు. ఈ అబ్బాయిలు అనుకోమని ఇస్కాన్ స్కూల్లో ఇతరు చిన్నపిల్లలు కాదు, బృందావనంలో ఉన్నప్పుడు పిల్లలు కాదు దామోదర్ నాలుగు ఎంత ప్లానింగ్ చేసి సీతాకాలం చిన్నప్పటి నుంచే ఒక వైరాగ్యం పడుతుంది అంటే డబ్బు 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 వాళ్ళక్కడ అక్కడికి బోరింగ్ ఉంటుంది. అక్కడ కీర్తన ప్రజలు చక్కటి సార్ కమింగ్ టు జూ టెంపుల్ I was a pujari at the time, so I had to go for buying food stuff like that. So I was already in the market and then this boy is innocent. And immediately he caught one up like this. Why are you teaching all this to? He caught me like this. Right in the market. And then I stood this and said, we do our preaching. I did not visit your house. I'm not, because then there were no mobiles on the landphone. I never called your son on the phone. Did you anytime saw me calling your son, because the father will lift sometimes. I never called your son. And I never visited your house. Just because I have not visited your homes. I was just doing your job and preaching. We are taking this. But why you do like that? We don't do that. Our gods. Is that right? But they are coming to the temple. Then we open the temple. Well, we want to educate people about Bhagavad Gita. We want to teach people the spiritual discipline. That's our business. Whether people want to take interest or not, that's up to them. We can't hold up like that. And said, then the boy is saying, Swami is also a doctor. the other children they came in with us. And now his father died also. He died. And then his father and mother also changed. They became nice devotees, took diksha from the Adinath Swami. And whenever they meet me, they feel very bad. Maharaj, we did like this to you. And then they give me some donation for you. So the point is, it is folly to be wise in the company of fools. When people are bad and you are the only decent person, you are all staying in your house. You are all right, but they are not all right. But they think you are not all right. Because he is all right. Once he goes to the temple, all the relatives, friends, Why are you doing this? What is wrong about this? They follow Bhagavad Gita. What is wrong? That's why a devotee is a very strong, bold, proud person. We have to be proud of our Krishna consciousness. Because many people may not be Krishna, so when we go to college, people laugh at you, seeing your children, and things are seeing like that, they all make comments and all that. But devotee should be very proud. I am representing Krishna. And I know the path of perfection. I know that their life is going to be miserable. They are going to lead a very miserable life. The body means shariram. Vyadi Mandiram, Samsaram Tukhalayam. This world is full of misery and body is full of diseases. So, is it not that people who just don't try to do something about their miserable life, their troublesome life, they don't do something about that? Just like if somebody is living in a gutter roadside and living a very dirty life, some people say it's very uncultured. People have to actually take bath, dress, and live in good place, otherwise people become sick. So, we are all trying to improve our life. The unfortunate thing is, materialistic people, in material civilization, for them, development or improvement means more sense gratification, more material enjoyment. It may look all right to begin with, but the consequences are going to be very grave. That's what Prabhupada said, risky. Prabhupada ended his purport by saying, therefore, this life of lusty desires and sense gratification is extremely risky. Why? Because for different sense gratification, you have a different kind of birth. We call it demotion. You are a human being and your sense gratification, you like to eat. Eating is your enjoyment in life. Then you will become a hog or elephant in the next life. But that's what you want. Eat a lot, eat anything you like. So, go to the life of a hog or an elephant. And if you have some funny things like sports, some people are into that. Some people are not everybody is into eating. Some people are into athletics, you know, sports and like that. Then these people, they become cats and dogs and horses. like that, or elephants, pylon, want to build up his body. As a human being, you build up your spiritual life. Instead, you build up your body. Then you say, Krishna, why you want that body to be an elephant? Or if you want to be a dada, villain, cruel person, dominant, this kind of character. And Krishna will give you the birth of a tiger, elephant. If you are a cunning man, fox, jackal, cunning, all kinds of birds. So human life, if you miss Krishna, if you avoid Krishna, which will make you spiritual, then your character will go somewhere else. If you don't have Krishna consciousness, then either you are a jackal, let's say, then you sloka in Bhagavatam. Savit Karavashta. Let's say, Purusha Pasu. The four lines. So it says, people who are dog-like, hog-like, ass-like, khara. Ursa, wool, camel. So there are four things. Bad birth. The birth of a dog, the birth of a hog, the birth of an ass, and the birth of a camel. The people who live a life of sense gratification, these people in the next birth, they can become dogs, hogs, donkeys, and camels. What is that about? He says that the dog is a very faithful animal, but no discrimination. Serve anybody. A dog will serve a dacoit or not. Suppose a dacoit takes a dog. The dog will leave him or what? Very faithful. Similarly, hog. Hog can eat all day. Hog can eat anything. That is called materialistic life. And donkey, work hard, just for little sense gratification. And then camel is a foolish animal. Why you want to meet me there? You wait for 2 minutes, the class is over by 9:30. So camel is eating thorns in the desert. Desert, the leaves will be very small. The thorn will be big. And the camel is biting the thorns. And what happens? Its lip will cut. And blood will come. And it will smack its own blood. Like that. But stupid camel, it thinks the thorns are very sweet. Yeah. You watch the camels. All their lips are cracked. Hanging, but they're eating all the thorns. But the stupid camel, he doesn't know that it is smacking its own blood. So people who enjoy sex life, they're simply, they're destroying their own life, but they think very nice. I mean, they think like that. So very responsible. Human life means great responsibility. You should approach a spiritual, you should approach a guru, spiritual master, and you should understand your pitiable condition. You are in a horrible world. You are in a horrible body. And you understand that. And then fall down it and say, please help me. How to get out of this place? Help me. How to get out of this dirty mind? My mind knowingly. Knowingly we're doing the same thing. Can you help me? What should I do so that I can get out of the imprisonment of my mind? Kama yesha krada yesha rajogana sabha. Everybody is a slave, a victim to the rajogana. It says how to get out of it. So, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, your 100 years of human life, simply you are given so many years. But unfortunately, because you don't take shelter of a guru, doing the same things, watching others doing the same thing, you move on to become a cat, a dog, a hog, or a donkey, or a camel, and so on. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Girandara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jaya Prabhu Bhagavatam ki.